When I was in college, I had to take like a common course that everybody had to take, and the final for that class was a group project, and I hate group projects, especially ones where they assign you your group, because everybody has to take this class. It's not like my friends, people I know are going to try hard, are going to work on this project with me. It was just these random people who just want to pass and move on with life. And so we had each divided up our assignments. We were going to come together to make this video for our final project, and I got there, and nobody had prepared anything. They're like, we'll wing it. It'll be fine. And I'm like, seriously, my grade rides on this too. Like, if you want to get a C and just pass, that's fine. But I actually want to do well in this course. And I was so frustrated because they just didn't care. We'd agreed as a group what we were each going to do, and nobody did it. And I had to like email the professor, and I'm like, what do I do about this? Like, am I going to fail this class because my classmates are rude and inconsiderate and whatever? Like, sometimes we don't understand that our actions have impacts on other people as well. In fact, more often than not. In our gospel reading today, Jesus encounters a leper and heals him. And isn't that wonderful? But more of our reading focuses on what the leper did afterward than on what Jesus did for him. He gave him pretty clear instructions. See that you tell no one anything. Go to the priest, show them that you're cleansed. That'll be proof for them. But the leper immediately went off and starts talking about Jesus and what he did. Now, I don't know his motivation. Maybe he'd been out in the wilderness for a long time and people weren't believing that he'd been cleansed, so he's like, I gotta tell him something. Maybe he was so happy with Jesus, he said, well, everybody needs to know about this guy. He's awesome. But his disobedience had impacts on Jesus' ministry. Our gospel takes up right where we left off last week. And Jesus said, I must go to other towns as well to preach there as I have preached here. For that reason I was sent. This one leper, who Jesus was nice to, healed him, allowed him to return to society, messed all that up for him. He couldn't enter into any of the towns he wanted to go to anymore. He was trapped outside, and how many people could Jesus have preached to if he had been able to enter into that town, to be there for them as well, not just those who are willing to go outside and travel, but so many more people could have been touched by Jesus' ministry. Brothers and sisters, no matter what we think is right sometimes, when we don't obey what Jesus tells us to do, sometimes we get in the way and hurt the mission of the gospel. In our second reading today, St. Paul gives us a good reminder, do everything for the glory of God. Avoid giving offense whether to Jews or Greeks or the church of God, but please everyone so that they might be saved. I don't know about you, but if I look at the internet and the Catholic sphere there, I don't see a ton of people trying not to give offense, whether it is to the church or to unbelievers or to the government or anything else. There's a lot of hostile words out there, let's say, a lot of hostile sentiments. Are we really giving glory to God in that? Or are we going our own way, being disobedient? Perhaps it's when people reject the faith that we start lambasting them and talking ill of them in society and everything else, and maybe what they're doing is wrong. But what did Jesus tell his apostles to do when somebody rejected their message as he sent them two by two into the villages? Shake the dust from your feet and go to the next town. He doesn't ask us to call down fire upon them, to preach ill about them, to lambast them publicly. He says, move on. Just leave them alone. What do his disciples say when the town won't accept Jesus? Should we call down fire upon them? No. Just move on. Go to the next place and continue the mission. That's what Jesus has asked us to do, for the glory of his name, to spread the gospel, not to berate those who have rejected it, that's on them, but to continue his mission, even in little ways in which we talk Sometimes we give the glory to ourselves rather than to God. Even when we think we may be giving glory to God by promoting the gospel, we do it in ways Jesus told us not to. And it impacts other people's ability to receive the faith. If we're not doing it with love, with the charity that God has called each of us to, we turn out to be hypocrites. When we say we're going to love our neighbor as ourself, but then publicly speak ill about them, because they may not be doing what the gospel says they should do, but neither are we. Do we really ring true to the gospel message? When we think, well, I know what Jesus says in the gospel, but he didn't envision this situation that I'm in right now, so this tiny little lie or sin or whatever it may be, it's not a big deal. We're giving into that same disobedience of the leper, thinking that we know better than Jesus Christ. And we start to give the glory to ourselves rather than to God. Jesus' message is not an easy one: to forgive those who have hurt us, to love even our enemies, to pray for those who persecute us. But his methods are good and true as well, and bear fruit for the kingdom of heaven. We need to stop this idea that, yeah, but I know better. My way is the way. There's a freedom in obedience and a beauty to it. I thank God every day for the promise of obedience I made to the bishop. I don't have to figure out where I'm going to live. I don't have to choose what I'm going to dress in every day. It's a uniform, and it's just freeing. I go about what has been asked of me, and the rest is not mine to worry about, but to trust that the Lord will take care of the rest, even when we don't see how. That leper probably thought by spreading the word, Jesus could be involved in more people's lives, but in the end did exactly the opposite. If we want to truly give glory to God, we must do what he asks of us, to trust that he knows better than we do, because obviously he does. We're not omnipotent. I'm sorry to tell you, but we don't know everything. But God does, and has given us a message to follow, a path and a methodology to spread the gospel, to live well, to love him. Let us trust that he knows what he is talking about, to be obedient to his will rather than to our own. And then we will truly be able to give glory to God in the way that he wants it. Let us get out of the way of God from carrying out the mission in the way he plans and cooperate with him, realizing that our actions have impact on others as well, just as that leper's actions impacted the mission of Jesus. May we be his co-workers in the vineyard, following his plan, and see the true fruit that can be born from that.